I stayed in Anchorage about three years, earning whatever I could. I finally built a wood saw, and I was sawing all the wood in Anchorage. People used to get long lengths and then have it sawed up for stove wood. In 1934, I had enough money saved up so I could ride the cushions to Fairbanks. So I rode the cushions to Fairbanks. Anyhow, when I got to Fairbanks, I started to learn the mining business, and that was a pretty hard lesson. Anyway, I worked for a fellow, and he couldn't pay me, and he felt bad because he couldn't pay me, so one day he told me that there was a claim open down at the mouth of the creek, and that we would stake it together. He'd give me half of it. Well, I was awful happy about that. I got started in the mining business right there. Anyway, I bought a tent, and I had $125 for a winter grub stake, and I bought a tent, and I bought a little food and a few supplies, and I sank a hole 40 feet deep, and I ran 40 feet of tunnel each way prospecting. In the spring, I went over to Fairbanks Creek and got a job from the English company driving points. Bill Heitman was foreman and the superintendent, and Jimmy Maloney was the thawing boss. So anyhow, I guess I better tell you about some of the holes I sank around. I got to skip through this thing because I know I haven't got time enough.
Take your time.
Thank you.
Tell your story.
Well, if I have to tell my story, I've got to go back a ways. But I won't go back too far. Let's see. From that one. I never was very good with paperwork.
You're a miner.